I shred them, I've got the best thing to shred it on. The shreds is as fine, just like snow nearly. And every once in a while, I make a pie with that and eat it. Because it's so fine, so far it's never hurt me.
Yes, ma'am. I see.
But this bulk kind of coconut, I don't touch it at all, unless I'm fixing to cook one of those cakes that has a can of that angel flake coconut in it, and when it's cooked, it's just as tender as the cake is.
Is that right?
You just can't hardly tell when you bite through it, it's so tender.
Yes, ma'am.
So I'm not afraid to eat it after it's baked in that cake.
Yes, ma'am. I see. Well, what about melons? Do they grow pretty well around here?
Yeah. Lori's husband tended that land of mine from the yard there down to the back, and on the last year planted in watermelons.
Yes, ma'am.
And now watermelons and mushmelons and cantaloupes all grow good around here. And he told me he eat melons whenever I got ready. I was scared to swallow that meat, but I would squeeze the juice out and drink it, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
And it was good. And then I don't know how many jars of preserves I made out of the rind of the melon. Peel all that green off.
Mm.
Well, then there's a streak of white, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And cut it in little bitty pieces and cook it down in preserves. That's the best preserve is.
When you say preserves, is that something like a jelly?
Yeah, it's cooked down thick like jelly.
Mm-hmm. I see.
In a syrup, you see, made with sugar and water.
And there's a difference between a mushmelon and a cantaloupe?
Oh yeah, mushmelons are better. But they taste very much like a cantaloupe.
Mm-hmm.
And they usually get a lot softer.
Have you ever seen any of these little wild mushrooms growing around here?
Oh, I think I have. We used to see things pretty often that grew. A lot of them used to grow around in here that people call mushrooms.
Ever heard of
I haven't seen any lately.
Have you ever heard people call them anything besides mushroom?
Don't they call them toadstools?
I believe so.
I think that's what they call them.
You care anything about eating mushrooms?
I've never. Now these that we buy at the store, I like them pretty good, and especially in gravy.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm not too crazy about them, but then I can eat them. I like them all right.
Yes, ma'am. Most of the watermelons around here are those red meated type.
Yes. Now, Bob had some yellow meated ones out there, and they were real good, but the most of them were red, but he sold them. That's what he trained them for, was to sell. But I don't think, now I won't say I'm not going to, but I don't think I'm going to let nobody else tend it. Because I've got two big piles of trash. That patch, I call it a patch, but there's several lots. It used to be the prettiest place in this country. The pine trees come up in it and got grown, and they were scattered. They just spaced themselves just right to be pretty. And I kept it bush hogged all the time. Well, it looked just like a picnic ground.
Yes, ma'am.
It was so pretty, and I was so proud of them. Well, those old beaters struck them and went to kill him. And Lori's husband told me, said, I buy them from you and cut them and sell them for some kind of paper wood or something. And so I just sold them. I knew they'd look ugly if the guy had a sitting in there. Well, then I had to hire a man to come in there with some machinery and push them all up. They were scattered all over the patch.